Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Nevada?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am.
The
next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you think of yourself as a male, a female, a gender non-conforming, not exclusive male nor female?
I am a female.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages and your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
Why do you need that?
No, we don't actually need it, ma'am. It's just for a statistical purpose only. We can move right along. Okay? Are you Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, I'm not a Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. And is your race a white Caucasian, a black African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Haitian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school graduate, some college but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master?
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am?
Some college.
Some college? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the election, but how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all? For 0 to 10, one number.
I'm good.
Your opinion really matters, ma'am, and all your answers are completely confidential. Can you reconsider for the sake of a research? One number?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Bye-bye.